graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
There's no limits to the simplexes in this city. Now we're always smoking bombs like it's Gordon Wendy. We get high as though we're hot and talk wrestling stuff. And it's hosted by Jim Vicious, Tyler Fudge.
You never understand the things I say or do. So what's new? You never liked me, so I said, fuck you. You know that you don't like me, and I don't like you.
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 183 of Suplex City Limits for October 13th, 2018. Broads were pounding on my door all night long, but eventually I got sick of their screams for help and let them out. It's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, and he's the original Canadian Destroyer, my co-host.
One of the broads in the room, Tyler Fudge. I was dressed up like a girl. I was. Oh man, it was a hard night.
I thought that fucking ugly-looking chubby broad had an especially tight asshole.
Not anymore.
Fantastic. Suplex City Limits, available for listening where fine podcasts are found. Follow me on the show Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow Tyler at The Federation. If you like the show, consider picking up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees. We have a sale going on currently on shirts. The coupon code is RETAIL. Celebrates the anniversary of their retail store. You get 20% off any of our shirts. And you can pick up, get a shout out, like our friends, So Divine, Lance Levine.
Ooh.
He picked up the classic logo shirt. Shout out to him. And shout out to our boy, Viva La JD, in the land down under. You better run. You better take cover. He paid like fucking, $900 to get it shipped down
there. Whatever Australia, what do they use? Like,
I don't know.
An Aussie, Aussie dollar? I don't know, man.
I don't know. It's, who cares? But he picked up the SDL 8-bit shirt.
They're fake anyways.
Much love to you. Don't start spreading that rumor. People will take you serious. They'll be like, he thinks that Australia is not even a thing.
With my grammar knowledge, yeah, they would.
Yeah. I mean, you ruin your fucking life like that. Like Flip Gordon. I was like, I like this guy. He's from near here. He's fucking he's a soldier and all this shit. And then I was like, oh, he thinks the earth is flat? Fuck Flip Gordon. Exactly. He's a dick. Or you can donate on our Patreon. Back to the fucking plugs with ruthless efficiency. You donate on Patreon, get yourself a shout out on the show. A much easier list to read this week. In the Caleb Morganfield, our buddy Casey, donating since like day one. Bad motherfucker. Christopher Spalding. He's a new one. Christopher, not balding, Spalding. Viva La JD.
Is he a principal?
Andy. I don't know. What, like Belding?
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. He's a basketball. Never mind.
I was thinking more like Captain Spalding.
Yes, that's what. See, yeah. I'm stoned.
Viva La JD from the Smack It Down podcast. Check them out everywhere podcasts are found for an Australian take on things. Maybe you like accents. Maybe you're a big fan of Crocodile Dundee.
Size of Tangerine.
Yeah. How about opening our episode and closing it with Australian bands last week? I bet they were such obscure bands that no one even had the idea.
and
like, oh yeah, both bands are Australian. They're like, oh, I thought AC/DC was the only Australian band.
Yeah. And we didn't even use The Land Down Under.
No.
Like that was such an obvious choice, but no.
Is that band from there?
I don't know. Is Toto from Africa?
I doubt it. Anyway, holy fuck. Max's Garage. The infamous one, Chris Savage. Thank you very much, sir. Send me a message this week. Love that dude. B-Rad Brad. Kick-Ass Keith Barton. The Rice-A-Roni Jabroni Tyloni. Insane Ian Jackson. jump in Jeremy Foltz, and let's throw out Tony Vasquez. Is not on the shout out tier, but talk to him this week. Good guy. Shout out to you. Or you can donate. Holy shit. On fucking PayPal. Like Cody Hatch. Thank you, sir.
Motherfucking Cody Hatch.
So this week on the show, what we got? We got to recap some New Japan. We got a Mark Tank.
Yeah. Oh, do we?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, is there a certain is there a certain topic this week for Mark Tank, or is it just a generalized Mark Tank?
It is Mark Tank, Bella's edition.
Oh, number two.
Yeah. Well, if you're looking for marks, your number, you know, your top things are Reigns / the Shield,
yes,
and the Bellas / Ronda. That's like the real good marky shit. But yeah, we got the top three. We're talking all kinds of wrestling in the week, the news, and a whole lot more. Are you ready to dive in, sir?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Let's start it off with the top three.
Suplex City. Limits.
Top three.
Suplex City Limits top three, our top three matches of the week. Take us through it, good sir.
Well, I say we start off with a fine dandy of a junior match, that being the finals of the Super Junior Tournament. Marty Scurll taking on, I got written down here, Will Ospreay, but it's not Ospreay, it's Kushida. I just thought about that in my head. But no, that was the match from last week.
What was this the match of the show? I know some people were saying they thought this was kind of the match of the show.
I thought it was really fun. I mean, Kushida is just, I mean, another world of a wrestler. There is an argument to be made, though, that it's a little stale. Kushida being junior heavyweight.
It is his, it's his sixth time as champion. And I was like, maybe I was thought they'd throw it on Skrull. I was looking forward to that, maybe, but, you know, I don't know.
Well, like,
Kushida's an interesting case in general, man, because he's so fucking good.
Yeah.
But is he a guy that they move to heavyweight? Can they? He's so small that I don't know how you do it. Have they ever had a guy that small that they make a heavyweight? Not really.
Not that I remember. Now I have, and you look at it too. Back in the '90s, you had the giants like Kobashi, like. Not everybody looks back and thinks Kobashi is a huge man, but he's a huge fucking man.
Yeah.
And Misawa is no fucking slouch either.
Hmm. Well, yeah, Misawa's a fucking thick ass dude and shit.
And that's about as small as they came.
Mm. So just kind of like, what do you do with Kushida? I've wondered that for a long time now. Because he's just like the best, well, one of the best junior heavyweights they have. And there's nowhere really for him to go. He's done tag teams. I mean, he's fucking done it all.
Yeah, and you know, he's done it all with the exact same gimmick too. Nothing's evolved really, you know what I mean? So it
doesn't need to. I still love it. I'm still excited every time I hear his music, man.
Oh no, I'm not no shit, but like it's something to say that there's you know, that's probably got something to do with the stale factor in some people's eyes.
Yeah. I think he's got a good spot. He's probably happy with his spot.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt, he's probably happy with his spot.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I like how he got out of a bunch of shit. He escaped the chicken wing, which like barely anyone seems to. He escaped his own move, which was awesome.
I thought that was really cool. Yeah.
Yeah, where he escapes the hover lock. Very good shit. Six-time champion. Kushida's girl. There you go. Moving on.
Let's move on to the three-way main event. Kenny Omega, Cody, and Ibushi.
I got to eat a little bit of crow because last week on the show, I was like, this is going to be next level shit. This is going to be the best three-way you've ever seen.
And it was nowhere near it.
It really wasn't. It was actually kind of a rough match.
It was a little sloppy.
Mad. Ibushi was mad at the end of that because it didn't go the way he's an emotional lad. I guess he was all like, he was really depressed that it didn't go the way it was supposed to.
Yeah. I'm assuming that's why Kenny Omega had to tweet out saying that Ibushi's not going to kill himself or something.
He's like not going to quit wrestling. People are like, is he going to quit wrestling? I don't know. I love that though. Actually, I love like that somebody gives that much of a shit.
Yeah,
he fucking cares that much. I don't know. To me, that's awesome.
It is, but the match itself wasn't that awesome.
I mean, I thought it was good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a good match.
Obviously, top three. Yeah. Well, like, what are you? What else you got on it? You got some? You get to dive into it? I don't really have a lot on.
There was the story being told was a fun story. You know, I wouldn't go so far as to say that it was a great story. It was just fun. But I mean, what kind of story can you tell of three somewhat friends having a main event together?
Yeah, I mean, I thought there was quite a bit there, you know, because Omega and Ibushi are their fucking lovers. They've got to fight each other. And, you know, the history of Ibushi and Cody don't get along, really. And Omega's, you know, had his beef, and it's all good shit.
Yeah, they, you know, they did the tease of the Cody heel bit and everything like that, and they go back into the ring, and you know, but there were some spots that were missed, but there were still some good spots in the show.
Yeah, right, and they like to even have the thought to go ahead and like tease the shit where he grabs a chair and he's thinking about it and shit. That's, you know, some highbrow shit, man.
Some highbrow shit. That's some classic wrestling.
Yeah, if this, you know, if pro wrestling is movies, you know, New Japan is definitely the art house version of pro wrestling. WWE is like Rush Hour 14 or something, you know.
The Expendables.
Jackie Chan. The Expendables.
Yeah,
I don't know, just worse than that, right?
I'm not a fan of the Expendables at all.
Maybe like New Japan is like Bjork. And WWE's Britney Spears, no, something like that.
I mean, I will say with all certainty that I am not a fan of Bjork.
Oh, dude, there's an old Bjork album that I fucking get down on.
Now, by get song? Down, do you mean?
Fucking? You ever hear the song? Actually, I fucking throwing my closer out. I got you covered at the end of this. But yeah, I still enjoyed this match. Kenny pins Kota with the One Winged Angel, which builds to their match too. I still think their match is going to be, you know, awesome. I'm still hyped to see it.
Yeah, it will be. I would imagine that they're going to give it the build it needs. Mm. You know what I mean? Going into maybe a Dominion, maybe.
Yeah, could be. And then the last match, Jay White.
That was the match itself did a good job at making Tanahashi the ultra babyface and having him sell. You know, he's obviously not in the greatest of shape right now because there's rumors all over the place that his knees are shot. So like, he's selling his knees. You got Jay White being the ultra dickhead. And
dude, in Nakamura cosplay.
Yes.
What was going on there? What's this thing now? I don't understand why he's dressing like Nakamura.
I don't know. But, He's trying to find his inner charisma, and he's allowing his Nakamura ghost to shine.
Yeah, he is
enough for you, bro.
He is a bratty little shit eating cunt, though, isn't he? It's fucking. I actually, this show really did quite a bit for me with Jay White, honestly.
If this one didn't, then there's no hope. You're not going to. You know what I mean? So.
Again, I was in the wrong thought. I was like, I'm trying to take this guy as a badass and shit, and he's not. He's just a piece of shit, little pussy. That's what he is. So when you get into that mindset, you're like, he's nailing it, dude, because that is how I look at him. So
yeah, and then you got Gato behind him now, and he's just being a piece of shit as well. Mm. So yeah, and there's vast differences in Gato with Okada and Gato with White. Like Gato with Okada, I don't know if I ever seen him get involved in a match.
He did a lot of shit. There was one of the spots that Gato did that I thought looked fucking piss poor, but for the most part, he was doing a lot of shit. I thought this was my favorite match of the show.
Me too, actually. I would say this one here told the best story. You got Tanahashi, who's just fantastic. Even, you know, with one leg and one arm, I'm sure you can just be the best handicap wrestler of all time.
And I love, too, at the end how... You know, Tanahashi hasn't beat. Gato pulls the ref, and it still ends up, you know, the reversal into roll up out of the finish for the win, which is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And yeah, Jay White joins BCOGs, I guess.
Jay White, Gato, and Jado.
Yeah.
And in which it doesn't make sense to have outsiders join the OGs club.
I kind of felt that way too.
But. Yeah. I do get that 100% completely. That side of the argument is a plot hole in the very least. But you look at it on another side where it's, you know, it's Gato who's wanting to get back into the main event to get that main event money like he had with Okada. That's the reason why he left Okada, because Okada's not in the main event. And so now he's going to surround himself by a better club, which Chaos, let's face it, was never a driving force in the victories of Okada. But now you got the Bullet Club OGs that are going to help Jay White go to the top. Now, I would imagine, if everything goes smoothly, you'll see Jay White in the main event of Wrestle Kingdom next year.
Mm. Not this coming year, but the one after?
The one after, yeah, in
2020?
Yeah, 2020. 2020 hindsight, motherfucker.
If we as a species make it that far.
If we do. If Elon Musk hasn't driven us into the sun.
There you go. We have really good shit. Imagine the Okada Tanahashi tag match is coming soon, probably. I haven't heard that, but I imagine that's the case.
Yeah, you had Okada come out and save Tanahashi from the beatdown, and which that tells a good story in itself too. Okada and Tanahashi, I've never seen them be overtly friendly. They're such rivals, and
yeah, so that's kind of cool. And then post match, Tanahashi down with the briefcase set up him and Omega, which I thought was cool. The only other thing I had really from this is that Chris Jericho, of course, showed up.
Yes.
As a druid, which was pretty cool. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, no, I thought the entrance, at least we got a sweet entrance from Evil.
Yeah. Are you into Evil? Are you an Evil guy?
I am an Evil guy, actually. Like, the gimmick itself, not so much. Because I find the gimmick itself is a little tacky.
Mm-hmm. What part of it is tacky? The fucking Halloween store fucking
Sith.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Then he comes down into the fucking dollar store Grim Reaper costume that he comes down in.
The whole getup I find is tacky. Mm-hmm. The light, the laser in his sleeve that he points to the ceiling, I think that's tacky. But it works in Japan.
Yeah. So yeah, whatever, man. Well, you know what else works in Japan, dude?
Whatever the fuck his name is.
No, fucking dirty panty vending machines.
That's true. You know, I will agree.
Like, we could sit here and try to understand Japan, but how do you make sense of a country that has dirty panty vending machines? Like, I don't even know what to say to the.
Yeah. We can't not talk about this Kings of Pro Wrestling and then not have me ask you what you thought of who X was.
Yeah. Imagine Klondike Bill in Japan with dirty panty vending machines. He would just be covered in them.
He would. He's probably covered in them now.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. I think he listens to the show covered in dirty panties. X, I was like, all right, who is it? And he pulls the shit off. I'm like,
who?
Who's this guy?
It's who Tyler said it was going to be. That's who.
You did nail that. I did.
That was a shot in the dark. A complete shot in the dark. Because I was just reading that he was leaving All Japan on excursion. I was like, he could be X.
Yeah, you know more about this guy than I do, obviously.
He's been one of the main driving forces in AJPW right now. I'm by no means a virtuoso. I've seen like maybe two or three matches, but I did download paid legally for the latest All Japan show that has Pac wrestling on it in a 5-on-5 match or something. And, it's a Shingo. He's in the main event. And then I downloaded.
He left Dragon Gate, by the way.
Dragon Gate. I got a Dragon Gate show, not an AJPW show. I got a Dragon Gate show. And then I got a Noah show, which was the finals of their Super Juniors tournament.
Oh, yeah.
And he's also on that show, it seems. Or unless it's a name really close to his name. One of the two. Well. So I watched that this weekend, as well as Bandito and Flamita's match from Progress. That's my weekend watch.
Saw some gifs of that, and it's fucking ridiculous. But I guess this guy's been in Ring of Honor, PWG, Full Impact Pro. I don't know.
Who, every time with Evil?
No.
Shingo.
Takagi.
Oh, yeah. He's a really good wrestler, and he's going to be in the Super Juniors Tag Tournament, which I didn't see that coming. I thought he was a little thick for a Super Junior, but...
Yeah. They knew who he was, and they popped for it. The crowd seemed into it, so, cool.
They can't do every move for the Western audience. You know, they got to do some stuff for the Japanese audience.
Oh, yeah. Totally, man. I'm interested to see, you know, him worked into, you know, matches with the top Super Juniors.
Yeah.
Him and Kushida. He's a fresh matchup for everybody, so that's awesome.
He is. And you know who we haven't seen in months, barely? Fucking Bone Soldier. Fucking, what? I even forgot his name.
Ishimori.
Like, he's been in, like matches on this show, but singles matches, nothing.
He's on the, isn't he with the Bullet Club OGs, too?
Yes. Yeah.
They're like, oh, we need another guy. Who can we take? Oh, take the newest guy. Okay. Whatever. I really like that guy. I think he's super talented. I think he is a guy, you know, they weren't in a good spot to put it on him, but to me, I would go that direction.
Yeah.
You know, get to a Kushida Ishimori. That'd be dope.
I agree. 100%.
Because he's fucking crazy. Like, the physique on that guy for, like, a little Japanese guy, he's
chiseled out of stone, man.
Yeah, and he's good as hell. Like, it was ridiculous when he was on Impact and they were just using him for nothing. You know? Yeah. Just like, what do you guys do? This guy's amazing. And over somehow in Impact, despite not even fucking speaking English as far as I'm aware.
Just look at him. You know, it's just the reason why he gets over.
Yeah. But anything else you had on that show?
No, the rest of the show was honestly fodder, if you ask me.
Yep.
You had a few multi-man matches. You know, just, you know, you had a GBH match with Makabe and Hanma. Woo! And
yeah, I don't know
the ever-sinking Super Junior tag team title. As long as it's on El Desperado and Kanemaru, I have no interest in it whatsoever. Especially taking on Liger and Tiger Mask. I got no interest in that.
Fair enough, dude. What about this unrest that we're hearing about in New Japan? You heard about this?
Well, I mean, I've heard rumblings about it. I haven't heard specific names, but there's apparently a lot of names that are just... They're looking at it as, you know, you go to New Japan because you want to make a living wage and have fun doing what you do. And then you got WWE, who's not fun, but a lot of money. And once they're taking the fun out of New Japan, it's like, why are we in New Japan?
Yeah, I guess the whole, like, the locker room is really low morale right now due to this management change. I don't know if this guy, he's not a wrestling guy, so.
No,
it's going to be weird. It's a very bad time, too, because we all know Omega's up soon. We know that the Bucks are up soon.
Yeah.
Well, the Bucks' main deal is through Ring of Honor. But it's a bad time for people to be discouraged with New Japan.
It is.
Going like right into contract season. Like, it is. Oh, my God.
They're even I've heard so far as like the mentality of the guys for after All In have completely changed in the month since then. And I was like, well, that's a shame.
If Omega, like, a guy like Omega just decides, like, I don't want to be here anymore. Oof.
That's a real cracking your fucking armor right there. It's going to open up a lot of.
Because there are two spots, really, two major options, and that's their New Japan and WWE. Are there anything else is, like, well below? I mean, let's be honest. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't see him, you know. It's going to be interesting, man. And he's teasing something with Rollins on Twitter right now.
Yeah, they've been
the Bucks have made some jokes, too.
Well, even in the last Being the Elite, the Bucks said this could be their last Tokyo Dome show.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, so it's going to be an interesting story going forward. That's for sure.
Yeah. But, you know, the difference, I guess, here versus anywhere else, I don't care if those guys go, really. You know, like, you do what you want to do, man. Well, you make the money you got to make. You do what you do. So, we'll see what happens. But let's move on and talk some news or what?
Sure. Let's cue the music.
News.
This week in the news, shady shit going on in Saudi Arabia, and hide your kids and hide your wife, because Sonny is out of the big house. Over to you, Jim.
I'm Jim Vicious. And this is news to you.
I'm out.
As fuck. Let's get into it. This Saudi Arabia shit is crazy, man.
It is.
Who would have thought? Into
a season like, of fucking 24.
Someday, because of WWE, you're going to have to hear Jim and Tyler get baked and talk about fucking
Saudi Arabia.
Reporters being killed and shit. What?
It's crazy. So there's this reporter who was critical of the Saudi Arabian government who has now gone missing, and they claim that the prince, the same prince that has commissioned the WWE show, was behind
taking pictures with fucking all these guys.
Yes, is behind the whole thing. So that's something. You know what I mean? You can't just ignore it.
Turkey says they have proof.
Who?
Turkey says we have proof of this. Absolutely, this is what happened. Evidently, he may have recorded his own fucking death on his iPhone watch. iWatch. Whatever the fuck it's called. Jesus
Christ.
Yeah, it's a weird situation. Now, if they were just doing shows there, you know, if like the Greatest Royal Rumble was like just a show, I wouldn't have an issue, man. But the fact that these are like these propaganda films, dude, that is my problem.
Yeah.
That is where you run into it. And I don't really care if they run it, but I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I kind of vote that we fucking don't troll their shit. And I'm just saying we should really troll them and just put a bunch of pressure on them just for the entertainment of it, you know? Because they will cave if enough people are talking about it on Twitter.
Yeah.
And they will cave. Absolutely. Because that's what they do.
Yeah.
Because their corporate is shit. The Mae Young thing. Look at that. People complained about it.
And that was all Snickers. That was from Snickers. Snickers told them they were going to pull their sponsorship. And
yeah, because people went to people complaining about it.
Yeah. It's going to take kind of the same thing. You know what I mean? Because you look at it in a way, you got $50 million.
Yeah,
this is a corporate company. We all know they don't care about their employees. You know what I mean? Or at least that's the front that is evident.
Oh, they don't. No, they don't.
So they're going to take the money as long as they're told they can. And I don't know. You can bring up the whole fact of how the WWE is so closely tied to the government now. How the government, you know, should just say, hey, no, you can't. You know what I mean? Because the government people are saying they shouldn't go. And the WWE is just saying, we're looking into it, which AKA they're going to go.
There's a certain orange hued, powerful man in America who is also super in bed with the Saudi Arabians. Yes. So they run shit like he wishes he could run shit, right? You know? Yeah. Kill people who fucking disagree and shit. But yeah, who else knows what's going on with this, man? This is an interesting thing. I say fuck with them and tweet about it. And I mean, I hate WWE, so I would laugh if this blew up in their face.
This did blow up in their face, and then they have to do the Shawn Michaels match and this Brock Lesnar match at Survivor Series. Imagine the money that, you know what I mean? Because they're not getting that Saudi money for that.
Oh, yeah.
Because
we
all know the reason why they're doing this is because of the Saudi money. Shawn Michaels.
How much money do you think they had to fucking roll out in front of Shawn Michaels?
I want to say millions.
I bet. I imagine, you know what I mean? Dude.
I want to say that. But
has to be.
I mean, who knows? Who knows? I mean, when you get $50 million for one show, there's a lot of overhead.
What a great situation too, man, right? So
take it. I would like no fault to Shawn Michaels.
No.
You know what I mean?
But I'm saying like your friend is running something that you used to be involved with, and he can pitch ideas and help assist, you get a fucking boatload of money.
It's fantastic. What a time to be alive.
How fucking hilarious is that?
It is. It's such a And then seeing him too is like, pal, I'll get you on TV too. Like, we're gonna put the band back together
and reunite as DX on Raw 2018. Shit,
man! I thought we would never see that again after like 2010.
Oh, do you see it all the time? It's not even a thing anymore. It's like, oh yeah, they've got DX shirts on again. It's all the time.
And they're even shittier DX shirts. Like, they get worse and worse every incarnation. Yeah. Like, these shirts are horrible.
Did you see that screenshot I shared? It's WWE's Twitter. Profile picture is a DX spray paint, and the cover picture is a DX spray paint. Yeah. 2018, dude.
Digital terrorism.
Yeah, are we expected to believe that they hacked it? Is that what you're trying to fucking...
We're expected to believe that they haven't unhacked it to take it down in that amount of time?
They're hackers,
and if they
man,
have, then how are they still tweeting? If they're still tweeting, then why can't they just take the picture down?
Who knows? Just in time for Evolution, our girl, fuck Tammy Sitch, out of jail.
Yeah. She should be a red carpet reporter for Suplex City Limits.
We're here on the red carpet.
Lita, how's your feet? How do you keep them so clean?
Fuck them.
Dolph.
She spent 8 months in jail, dude. How fucking funny is like the idea of Tammy Sitch in an orange jumpsuit, like fucking just in jail with a bunch of fucking criminals.
Did you see her first tweet out? How she's like,
no, it is.
Out of jail, my fans at OnlyFans.com link, blah, 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 will soon be able to get stuff. It's like, man, you didn't miss a fucking beat.
For real?
Yeah.
And she at least, like, you know, like most dudes you know coming up and shit, like, they go to prison and they get all in shape. Did she take advantage of this time?
She didn't show a picture.
Mm.
So
if she was smart, she would have spent that 8 months fucking working out and getting in like crazy good shape. Too.
She's not smart though.
And come out and be looking good and do another porno or something, you know? Like, I feel like she owes us a porn where she at least looks decent and washes her fucking feet. You know? Like, do you have nudes from back in the day? Because I feel like you should definitely share them with us for making us watch you get fucked fat at 45.
Right. It's always disappointing. When somebody waits too long, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Most disappointing thing in the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, what else you got in news?
I've got, let's see here. Impact's moving to a shitty time slot.
Yeah, their ratings are abysmal right now.
Yeah, they're dropping hardcore. Like, this Bound for Glory show has to be fantastic. If it's not, they're fucked.
You think, well... Yeah. We'll be watching, and next week we'll be back to talk about it.
Yes. Preview coming later in the show.
I was thinking we could just do it right now. How much do we have to talk about?
That's true. The Saudi news was all week. That's all you ever heard of.
Yeah. How many of you have they get 200? Take that back. A 0.05 rating. 190,000. 183,000 this week. Take that back. A 0.04.
It's not good. It's not good. It's more than really Lucha Underground, though.
Well, dude,
it's not a shitty channel.
It's an unbelievably shitty channel. Well, I thought I had the card for this here.
I do. You got Eli Drake's Open Challenge, which I have no idea who that's going to be.
Why did they take out the time and like re-sign him and spend money to like lock him down? Because they haven't been locking anyone down, but they're like, we got to lock this guy down. And they've done jack shit with him since then.
I don't know, man. I wouldn't be able to tell you. It's just one of those WCW moves. You know.
I mean, I'm not a fan of the guy, really. I mean, I think his talking's fairly entertaining and shit, but it's just like he's over. I don't know. You paid him. Yeah. You wanted to get him. You locked him down. What the fuck for? If you're going to lock a guy down, it should be your world champion. You know, which I'm sure they didn't. They didn't even really lock him down. He works. You can see him on fucking Tuesday at the Armory, man. You know? Eating bananas and shit. Talking about vegetable ass bitch.
Anyway. You got Eddie Edwards taking on Moose in a match that I don't give a fuck about.
Don't give a fuck.
The next match, though, Rich Swann and Willie Mack taking on Matt Sydal and Ethan Page.
Should be good.
That should be good. I'm a fan of that. I don't know what a Concrete Jungle death match is, but LAX and the OGs, I guess, are going to show me.
It's going to be awesome.
Somebody's going to die, looking right? Somebody's going to die. Not like in real life. I mean, in story.
Yeah, we've seen these fucking dudes do crazy ass shit before. That last match they had was insane. The 5150 street fight.
Yeah.
Shit was crazy as fuck, man.
It was.
It's going to be awesome. Hernandez gasses in about 30 seconds, but, you know, still.
But
everyone else is good.
The best part about that is there is no Hernandez on this show. But right after that, you've got an OVE rules match, which I'm assuming is another hardcore.
Wait, why is Hernandez not on this? Why is Hernandez not on this show?
Right, yeah, because he's part of the OGs. Right, that's right. Yeah,
he absolutely is.
That's a shame. but we got the OVE rules match. Brian Cage, Pentagon Jr., Phoenix taking on OVE.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that, because the last TNA or Impact pay-per-view we had a lot of hardcore matches and they're all dope. Hopefully this lives up.
Yeah. You're going to have two of them here and they're both going to be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
You're goddamn right, dude. I like OVE.
I do too.
Matt and Jeff Christ, fucking, they're good.
Matt. Oh, I pop on that every time. You fool me every time. And it's like, oh, wait. Oh, right. a women's match that I actually care about. Tessa Blanchard and Taya Valkyrie. There's also supposed to be like Sue Young and Allie on this match, too, or in the show.
Yeah.
But it's not on my card. But Tessa Blanchard and Taya Valkyrie is going to be dope.
Dude, I agree. I am kind of looking forward to that. I think Blanchard is fantastic. Yeah. I don't know what those guys, like what WWE is doing. Because she's come in there. She's been there. She's kind of floated around. They never signed her. She's one of my favorite women wrestlers. I have a new, I have a new top one later, and we'll talk about it in the show.
Okay. And the main event being Austin Aries and Johnny Impact, which should be a fine dandy match.
I don't give
a fuck about Austin Aries. I really don't.
If you can get Impact to take that belt and carry it around with him, I think that's the best case scenario for you.
I agree. I agree completely.
He's a way bigger fucking star than Austin Aries is. Yeah. He's way better. His promos are kind of shit, but
you can get somebody talk for him, you know? They easily could do that.
I don't know. Why wouldn't you just rip off sort of what Lucha Underground's done with the Worldwide Underground? Why don't you just give him a couple of fucking entertaining dudes, you know, and create a little stable with him and Taya. I don't know.
Why not, right? Like, what's stopping you from getting Jack Evans, really?
I don't know. Yeah. Jack Evans, man. That guy is one of my favorite wrestlers of all time, which is crazy to say.
He's probably one of the best shit-eaten heels in wrestling today. And it comes down to him being so small, but his attitude being so big. You know what I mean? So big. It's just fantastic, man. He's a gem.
He's like one of those dudes.
Wrestling TV. He deserves
it. He's one of those guys who's like so great, and like how many people, you know, a lot of people don't even know who he is. Yeah. Kind of a weird deal.
It is. Big in Mexico, though, I guess.
Yeah. This, you know, looking forward to it. We're going to watch it next week. We'll talk about it. So. There you go. I might even watch it live. Who knows? Tweet about it at Suplex City Limit, bitch.
Bitch. NXT UK also starts next week. And Owens is out with a knee injury.
Oh, yeah. This the fucking UK thing, is this going to be on the network? Yeah?
Yes. Yeah. It's being added to the time slot of NXT and the Mae Young Classic. So, yippee-ki-yay.
Wait, like in that block?
So there's going to be 3 hours of wrestling on Wednesdays.
Holy shit, man. Yeah. I dropped off the Mae Young Classic this week.
I did, too. And it's just adding more. And it's come to the time where we've really got to pick and choose what we watch.
Oh, dude, who's the broad who's hurt? Yeah, who's the broad who's hurt down there?
Oh, we mean like the Zaya Brookside girl?
Oh, right. Okay.
Since, yeah, her match with... Everybody's talking about Brie Bella, and everybody overlooked the fact that Io Shirai just fucked Xia Brookside.
Dude, to be fair, in Shirai's defense,
the ring,
that chick, huh?
You can use this different size of the ring. First off,
well, no. In her defense, that girl is a skeleton, and skeletons funny. Break. I mean, if we've seen anything before, Sasha you barely touch a skeleton, they just, you know, fall to a pile of rubble. So,
well, I mean, what stops a skeleton from falling apart is muscle, and if you got no muscle around it, then, I mean, you're fucked. Like, look at Tyson Kidd. The only reason why Tyson Kidd can walk today is because he had such strong muscles in his neck.
I'm sucking wieners.
Cesaro's wieners.
Yeah, Owen is rumored 4 months, 8 months. I don't know.
They won't know for certain until they go in. So
why didn't you just do this? When was he not hurt when he quit or what?
Right. Because they were able to do that match this week to send him off. Why couldn't you just do it when he quit? You know, why?
I don't know if he wasn't hurt at the time or what. I mean, just probably stupidity mostly.
Yeah.
Couple new matches announced for that NWA 70th anniversary show. I don't know what's the 70th anniversary.
Oh, what is the 70th anniversary of? Yeah, no, I thought the NWA were around for fucking.
Oh, they have a fake history that goes like way back, I think.
Oh, I see.
Here, how about these hot matches? What does this do for you? Former NWA world champion Tim Storm will face off against Peter Avalon.
Decent.
Not really. A Tim Storm guy. I've got nothing for him at all.
No, I don't either.
Avalon. I think he's a West Coast guy. If he's the dude I'm thinking of, I've seen him on Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. And I actually do like him if it's the guy I'm thinking of. But Crimson will be taking on. Hold on. Crimson and Jack Dean with Road Warrior Animal in their corner host a tag team open challenge.
I don't have anything to say to that.
Who's Crimson? Who's Jack Dean?
I'm assuming Crimson is that redheaded guy from TNA that they pushed like Goldberg for a while.
Hmm.
And then he came back last year with a tag team partner, and they were like the soldiers of war or something. They wore camo and wrestled. And I'm assuming it's the exact same gimmick, and they're just throwing Animal in there just for shits and giggles.
So you wear camo pants? Kind of like the Dudleys.
He's been in a high demand since riding a bike out on Holy.
Kind of like those assholes in WCW with the phallic names. When Hugh Morris became Huge Erection.
Yeah. And then you had Major Guns. You had, what was Chavo Guerrero? He had Raging Cajun.
Oh, yeah. Latch LaRue. Dude. Yeah. That was on a recent episode of Pay Per View Take Two, actually.
Was it?
Where the fuck were those guys called? Misfits?
Misfits in Action? Yeah, MIA.
Damn, fucking awful.
I used to fucking love Lash LaRue as a kid.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Do you see the WWE sent out an email? Like, we know Rey Mysterio's debuting on SmackDown 1000, but it mentions him wrestling twice. I have no idea.
Twice.
He is slated to team with AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan against Orton, Miz, and Nakamura. I imagine it's the dark match.
Yeah.
So it's like. They get Rey Mysterio back, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm looking to work more part time. Like, we'll put you in two matches on one show."
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
And so begins the countdown to Rey's next knee surgery, guys.
Yeah, it'll be after. Is he going to be on house shows and shit?
He shouldn't be if he is. You know what I mean? He should not.
Well, no, of course he shouldn't be. A lot of those guys shouldn't be on the house shows, but. Jeff Hardy was one. Matt Hardy was one.
Yeah. Hell, you know, once you get a certain tenure, you shouldn't have to go on the house shows, in my opinion.
I saw Matt Hardy wrestling on a house show in person, like, whatever, a couple months ago. Like, what the fuck is he doing, dude? He can barely walk. Why is he out here doing this right now? It's pointless. They don't have any fucking stars anymore. Like, who do they got? No one.
Yeah, zero. None.
But yeah, I don't know. I think that's about all I've got for the news. Probably.
Man, you tapped me out.
Yeah. I don't know. Fedor and Sonnen is this evening. That's going to be awesome.
Fucking Bellator.
Dude, Bellator's awesome.
I the way you described it before we started has made me want to see it.
Yeah. Much love to Timothy Johnson repping that fucking Nodak shit. Yeah, good guy. Nodak. Take on Czech Congo.
I get it. Nodak. I get it. North Dakota. I get it.
Yeah, man. But yeah, Fedor and Chael, that should be entertaining. Fucking Bellator kills it. I don't know. We're not really an MMA podcast, but I do watch MMA.
Yeah.
Did you have any thoughts on the UFC doing pro wrestling better than pro wrestling last week?
Very exciting. Very, very. Yeah. To the point where I downloaded Conor McGregor and Khabib Nurmagomedov on my Fire Pro Wrestling World, and I'm just waiting for the time because there's cage matches in it, like UFC cage matches. It's like, I want to put the coup de grace as Khabib's finisher.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. I watched it live, and it was pretty fucking entertaining. It's pro wrestling done way better than pro wrestling is doing.
Yeah.
Fantastic. It's except they're going to suspend him and shit, maybe. They didn't ever suspend McGregor. He fucking, that guy can do whatever he wants. Yeah. He jumped into a cage in Bellator.
Yeah. Didn't he push a ref?
Excuse me. Yeah, he punched a ref and shit, pushing a ref, and he's a fucking madman.
He is. And you can't blame. You know this stuff is just going to continue happening.
Yeah,
because nobody.
Well, they're never going to punish him. He's exactly. Money, dude. He's money. He's worth too much money to UFC and the fucking state, the commission.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck, he ain't going to do shit, and he knows it. So.
But it was fun.
I think that's about it for the news, man.
There's no more news, Jim. There isn't.
Let's check in with some marks on a Mark Tank Bella edition.
A fork is a guy that pays his last $20 on crack cocaine. A fork is a guy.
Mark Tank, where I read Mark's comments from social media as they are typed for our entertainment. Speaking of which, I happened to come across Shark Tank yesterday on TV, and every time somebody came out, it like totally fucked with my head.
It's like, where's Tyler?
hearing the song, boom, 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 you know? Boom, boom, boom. Oh, I mean, it was like embedded in my brain. Oh, Mark.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. But Sean Maynard says Daniel Bryan and John Cena. is his first name spelled S-C-H-O-N?
No.
Yeah, that's him. Daniel Bryan and John Cena should be ashamed to have women who have to do this. Don't see Cena or Bryan turning heel.
First off, Cena and Nikki are broke up. Second, I don't know, man. You're looking way too into this.
Yeah. Let's see what else we got here. Ooh, that's. Jason Diaz says, finally, I'm tired of Ronda Rousey. She need to back to UFC. She like a dude in the women's division.
She's like a dude in the women's division.
It's like a reverse Aerosmith, dude looks like a lady type situation.
Lady looks like a dude.
Yeah, right. Stephen Cole says, I'm not surprised the Ball Licker twins jumped Rousey. How the fuck? Fucking great, man. Anyway.
He's trying to make his own ass fuck twins. That's all.
Yeah, you can't do it. Hopefully after Rousey is finished having the Botch twins for breakfast, maybe they'll just leave. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. He could make up his mind one on call, eh? The Ball Licker twins and the Botch twins.
The Ball Licker twins. Very very pro. Antoinisha Ashante Kendall.
Is that her whole name?
Yeah, Antoinisha Ashante Kendall.
My good God.
Antoinisha Propecia.
Poporica.
Pepsi AD Kendall. Says Ronda Rousey, are you okay? I can't believe what the Bellas did to you, but don't worry, Natalia gonna save you. Still the baddest woman on the planet. Natalia didn't save her, so
don't worry, Ronda Rousey. Natalia will save you.
Imagine, yeah, right. You're in the situation where your only hope is Natalia.
Holy shit, man, you're in for a rude awakening.
Yeah. She's too busy fucking jerking off cat penises to even fucking show up.
She's too busy trying to get her Cesaro loving husband to pay attention to her to really care about her problems.
You see that one episode of Total Divas years ago where she get dresses up all fucking hot and shit? Like, she looked really hot.
He's just watching his match.
Yeah, he's like watching a match with Cesaro. Dude, she looked fucking, you know, about as hot as Natalia's gonna look.
Probably seeing that's probably what killed Jim Neidhart.
Oh God. Desmond.
The man with two first names, everybody. Desmond.
Well, I get the two first names thing too, but people are like, oh, but this guy's got the same name twice. That's like a whole different category.
Can I tell this story? I went to school with this guy named Earl. I'll omit his last name right now because I mean, who cares? But his last name was not Earl. His first name was Earl. But if his parents didn't get married, his name would have been Earl.
So like her maiden last name was Earl or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
What the fuck? So Earl. This had to be back in fucking Newfoundland.
The motherland, yeah.
Of course, yeah. Where else would such a thing take place? It's like there or fucking Arkansas. Oh, man. Shout out BT.
It's so close. Like that. Me and Brian Trammell should really get to know each other because I feel like where we're from is much in the same.
Newfoundland, the Arkansas of Canada.
It really is.
It is, man. Like the only thing I know about Newfoundland, like I said before, is like I had a job where for a coffee company, and this guy called in and was complaining that it tasted bad. And he's like, "Oh, I went out, you know, got my water from the back, and like, you collect water
from the artesian well. Smells a little sulfury, but I mean, like, whatever.
Like, I'm sure, sir. I mean, I'm sure it's the coffee that we make in you know, like near hospital clean fucking factory on machines, no human interaction whatsoever. I'm sure that's the problem and not the water that you get from a hole in the ground.
But the fact that he calls to complain.
Yeah, how far do you think he had to walk to get to the one payphone? You know?
Oh, man. It's like Brock Lesnar had walked down the street.
Yeah, right. Desmond. Goddamn. Says finally, the Bella don't belong under anyone's shadow. They deserve the spotlight. Plus, I think we should be seeing Natalia and Ronda versus Bella Twin. See you Evolution.
I'm sorry, but I could not pick out what he was saying.
You will see that tag match probably this week on Raw. Or next week on Raw. You know it's coming.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, of course. They're not going to miss that opportunity, Jim, for all those ratings.
Yeah, right. This is a good one, too. God, this one's got umads and all kinds of shit. AEW with crazy umads and shit. Smash LH.
What's an umad? Oh,
an umad? Like, umad's like the two dots above U's and shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Scandinavian. Isn't it?
I don't know. Ola Bonte says, when the first time they stand by Ronda's side, this is so fucked up. When the first time they stand by Ronda's side, I love them a lot, the Bella Twins. But I see they did this to their friend, their partner. I hate them so much. And she's using apostrophe R-E.
Doing it all wrong. There's many uses of there, and you done fucked up on that one. But, I mean, She went from loving the Bellas, like being in love with them, to hating them pretty fast.
Moses Megalon Hernandez says, stop making the Bella Twins strong. They're not even the greatest female wrestlings.
You know what I sure like, Jim? That female wrestlings.
Yeah, they're not even the best female wrestlings. So.
Was that the last one?
I don't know. I got maybe a couple more. There's a lot. Ali Shazada says, Ronda has become a very good actor after joining WWE, which means she will rise very high in this industry.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Oh, my God. So she's going to be The Rock now, is she?
Yeah. I don't know.
There's more charisma in The Rock's fucking, the tip of Rock's dick than is in all of Ronda Rousey's body.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, unless, you know, Travis Brown is fucking her, and then there's a little bit in her, but probably about 6 inches of charisma.
If she lets him get that deep.
Yeah. Well, if he can get that deep, I don't know. Probably got a big dick. And this week's my take winner, Jonathan Martinez, says, when I saw it last night, and I fall to the ground, and I hit my fist in the ground, and I said, why? Why, Bella Twins, why? It was shock and heartbroken in the WWE, and I feel bad for Ronda. Broke her heart. Broken heart emoji, sad face emoji.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
It's fucking my take. Oh, fun times.
Why, Bellas, why?
Yeah.
I fall to the ground and I slam fist.
Look at eight, I hope like, that
I happens. Fall on ground, slam fist. Why, Bella, why?
Yeah. Well, there you go. What else do we have? We have just kind of the other wrestling of the week. Is that the deal? I mean,
we've got all the, yeah, let's, how about we start with Lucha Underground?
Yeah.
I think we should talk about something that was at least entertaining.
Well, before we get to Lucha Underground, let's fucking talk about October 15th on the Federation Channel. The new arc is beginning.
Volume 5, scores, boars, and sores. I don't even know how it's called.
What kind of sort of like fucking herpes sores?
So basically, guys, scores is the good stuff. Boars is the bad stuff. And the sores is just the insanely idiotic stuff. So there's going to be a lot of each because we all know 1996 to 1997 might have some good shit in it. There's a lot of garbage.
Whole episode will just be like fucking what the fuck WCW. Yeah.
Well, I mean, because we're starting with WCW Uncensored 1996. So, I mean, we're not at the point in time in WCW where the wheels fell off, but I'm sure there's some what the fuck WCW in there.
There you go. Check that shit out. Everywhere podcasts are found. Also, MoFudge.com. On MoFudge.com, you can actually leave us voicemails for this program.
You sound like you're from the program PBS right now.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining the program.
Exactly. Coming up on the Suplex City Lemons channel, pay-per-view take 2. Myself and Jared are tackling Slamboree 2000, David Arquette, crazy Ready to Rumble cage match madness. So it'll be a fun time. That's coming out, I don't know, soon. We haven't even recorded. I haven't even finished the show yet. So,
no, well, but, I have. We're recording tomorrow night, and I haven't even watched it yet. So,
oh god, that's how I fucking am with that shit.
Yeah, I'll watch.
So
it
now you
got to
spend your Saturday night watching WCW from 1996.
Probably my Sunday morning. It's depressing. Probably what I'll do. It is depressing, isn't it?
Yeah. It is that I, when I find time in between shit, I'm like, oh, I guess I gotta watch a match on Slamboree 2000. Terry Funk versus fucking Screaming Norman Smiley for the Hardcore Championship.
Well, I mean, at least you got that, though.
Yeah.
But I mean, and not to step on any toes, but also on our Patreon right now is an episode of Federation on Shuffle where Travis goes over the. was the go home show to this WCW Uncensored 1996. So you can see Ooh. Zeus in all of his glory if you're a part of our $5 Patreon.
Nice. I like it. A little companion piece.
Yes. Yes. That's what I live for, Jim. Companionship.
That in pro wrestling. There you go. Lucha Underground.
Yes.
Season 4, episode 18, entitled Spiders and Skeletons.
Yeah. I don't know what the skeletons were, but I do know what the spider was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, yeah.
The spider was that sexy old reclusa. Oh.
Yeah. Montan Santaya was, you know, pretty good. Mundo's in for the DQ. They escape from Montanza, so not a whole lot there. I really liked
this tag match.
There was
for a second there where I was just like, oh, shit, is Taya going to be gone? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. You like, too, how when they do one of those, they sacrifice, the whole match is done with, like, those red lights on the ring?
I've never noticed that, no.
Yeah. When he says sacrifice, the lights turn red. And the red lights all turn red, and they stay red for the duration of it.
That's cool. Actually, I never noticed that.
Yeah, boy. The tag match I really actually liked. I thought Mil Muertes and Phoenix taking on and Dragon, Azteca, and the Mac. I really liked it. Also, you know, just a classic pro wrestling where the respective opponents are on a tag team. Good shit, man.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's an easy way to sell it. You know, you're building to your Ultima Lucha, which is only, what, 3 weeks away. So we've got, what, maybe a month and a half of Lucha Underground left.
Good sure. story too, this one.
Yeah, yeah. If
Mil Muertes and Phoenix hate each other, they've fucking Muertes killed him.
Yeah,
you know, now he's back to life. He's like, what? He's not even Phoenix. He's like Dark Phoenix.
Yeah, they can't call him that though, because they already got Pentagon Dark, so he's just Phoenix.
Drooling and shit.
Phoenix, aka Festus, Festinx.
Yeah, pretty much. That was a really good match. I actually really liked. Famous B was back. It was awesome. Yes. He's coming out of retirement. But he gets beat by Ricky Mundo. So
yes, and you know, you get more crazy Ricky.
Yeah, after work too. He like, you know, he fucking beats him and then challenges Taya, fucks Brenda up. Yeah, pretty good.
Announces that he was the one that released Montanza to ruin their wedding. So it's all Ricky Mundo's fault. And really, honestly, can you blame the guy? Can you blame him?
Oh, dude.
In his storyline, he has been treated like absolute garbage to the point where he's gone crazy.
Mundo's like the biggest dick to him, man. That's awesome.
He is. And that's the thing, right? Like, what side do you go on? Do you go on Ricky Mundo's side, or do you go on Johnny Mundo's side?
I feel like Ricky Mundo's a babyface.
I do too. Yeah.
I love that he actually, like, you know, he changes his name and shit, and he's going to show some of his new ID, Ricky Mundo. That's good.
Oh, he's just gone absolutely insane. And then he had the main event of Pentagon Dark taking on Reclusa, a.k.a. Chelsea Green, a.k.a. Love of My Life.
Dude. Did you catch where she's from? Reclusa? She's from the Wicked Web.
Yes, yes.
They are the best. That company is the best where people are from. Like how the Lizard Tribe are from when reptiles ruled the earth.
Yeah.
Jeremiah Crane is from the last house on the left.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome.
It's really cool. I do like that whole, just the attention to detail. It's so fine. And
from the Cosmos, Aerostar. Yeah, there's a ton of them, dude.
There is. There really is. And, you know, I like it. It's a shame that they're on El Rey, but I mean, you look at some of this stuff, I'm sure there's a lot of television channels that are like, I don't want to have Pentagon Dark Paul driving this girl on the apron. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they're not right. Doing themselves any favors in getting a better, you know, more lucrative, more exposing television deal.
You know, as long as they can keep surviving down there, I'm fine.
Oh, me too. I would love to see it get bigger, though.
Because they can seemingly do anything they want to do, pretty much. Seems aside from, way. You know.
Unlike MLW.
Yeah.
Because did you see MLW? They did where ICE arrested Pentagon and Phoenix. And they've gotten such a backlash on it. To the point where he had to apologize.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fucking lame. Who cares, man? It's exactly. Wrestling.
It's a television show. How many shows have you seen ICE arrest a minority on before? Every crime drama in the world.
Yeah.
But not in wrestling. God forbid, not in wrestling. That high class entertainment.
I hate that double standard. It's a bunch of bullshit.
I do.
But back to Reclusa. AKA Chelsea Green. Never gave a shit about this chick. Said it many times before. I didn't like the Laurel Van Ness thing. That was her, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I was a fan.
I didn't like any of her shit. Whatever.
She does a really good job. The little things she did in this match was awesome. Like the way she entered, the way she sat on the post. It was just real spotter like and sexy as fuck.
I wish she would sit on my post. Jim, she is so hot. What is it, dude?
Jim.
That's insensitive. What is it about her having fucking black hair that makes her like unbelievably hotter?
I think it's because she's got those crazy eyes. You know what I mean? Like she just looks like she's evil. And just the darker you make her, the better it looks.
Yeah, I don't know. Something about it, dude. She looks unbelievable. And like, dude, the balls on this chick, like, yeah, I'll take a just whip me full speed into a bunch of chairs while I'm half naked, no problem.
Yeah.
I mean, she took a fucking package pile driver on the apron. She like was game as fuck in this and good.
Yeah.
And I have tons of respect for her after.
I agree.
Made a fan out of me.
And just in time for her to go to WWE and nobody gives a fuck anymore because they're just going to treat her like every woman.
Yeah, fucking bummer. Well, yeah, there you go. At least she had a fucking swan song.
Yep. Well, I mean, I suppose she'll still be on Lucha Underground for the time being.
Yeah. And they dumped gas on Pentagon at the end of this. Marty does.
Yes.
And, you know, blows out the lighter as the show, you know, abruptly ends. Is he teasing he's going to start him on fire on Ultima Lucha?
I
wouldn't even fucking doubt it. I would not be surprised if they did some kind of a brawl backstage and had a stunt man in Pentagon's shit started on fire. I wouldn't even fucking doubt it.
I'm for it. I
think it'd be tits, actually.
I think it would be. I'm a fan of just pulling the curtain over my eyes. You know what I mean? I don't care if it's Pentagon being caught on fire. I don't give a shit. This is not CZW. You know what I mean? I don't care if, oh man, he's hardcore because he's on fire. It's like, no man, just entertain me.
Yeah. Well, let's leave the getting started on fire to fucking professionals.
Yes, exactly.
That was good shit. Lucha Underground. Building towards Ultima Lucha Cuatros. That looks like a ton of good matches on there. So
it does. It does.
We'll preview that as we get closer.
Jim, was Reclusa your hottie of the week this week?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I figured so.
Yeah.
I figured.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. other than that, I mean, I didn't even care. Raw, SmackDown, like, honestly.
We had DX returning on Raw.
Yeah.
I thought the whole Are You Ready thing was forced.
There was one thing I liked on Raw.
What was that?
The battle royal that Corbin did.
Kurt Angle one?
Yeah, where he introduced everybody. Some of those names were funny. I thought Corbin's introductions of everybody was pretty funny. Like, one dude's a chef and shit. Like,
it was entertaining for sure. It was entertaining. But not entertaining in a way that a wrestling show, you want a wrestling show to be. You know what I mean? But it's entertaining nonetheless. They got that one in despite of themselves.
Angle as the conquistador hanging out outside. Coming in and doing lucha rolls and shit. I thought it was funny, man. I like that whole segment.
It was good. It was entertaining. It was entertaining. I would say it was on par with like the truth segment on SmackDown a couple weeks ago. Hmm. You know what I mean? It's something that they've done once and they'll never do again. And it's like, oh, cool.
And when Angle takes the mask off, he looks like when you take off a condom, you've nutted in.
Just red and tired. Oh.
Just yeah, exactly. Very fucking sweaty. but yeah, dude, some of these things in the show. Ember Moon defeats Nia Jax by countout. like Andre the Giant in the first NES fucking wrestling game. When he gets knocked out of the ring, he can't get back in, dude. Fucking Christ on WrestleMania.
That game. WWF WrestleMania.
Yeah, just WrestleMania on NES, the first one.
That's the one where Andre the Giant ass thumps you in the corner, right?
Probably. The thing I really remember about it is that if you got out of the ring somehow as Andre, you couldn't get back in. At least that was, I don't know if that's true that. Or if that was just that. My own experience. I didn't know how to get, I felt like everybody else could get back in the ring.
No, I'm with you on that one, man. That happened. That happened. I know it. That happened. That was a thing.
Happened to Nia Jax, too. I guess it happens to Giants. You know,
there's a long way up if you don't have those steps.
But, dude. Why do these two wrestle? And then in the end, they hug. Because if you're looking to get Ember Moon a win, why don't you just put her against Dana Brooke or something? I just don't get it. There's friends, too. Like, last week on the show, they're like, hey, we're friends. Even here, they're like, hey, we're friends. I don't get it.
I mean, I there's no logic to it. I wouldn't be able to tell you. I will say this, though. Trish Stratus did nothing in making me want to watch Evolution.
Why would she?
One of the worst talking segments I had ever seen.
Since the last Trish one, anyway.
Yeah, yeah. She she is so bad. She can't speak to save her life.
That's because they gave her fucking scripts.
No, that's
she needs bullet points, man. She's used to working with bullet points and shit.
Now, mind you, she was never a great talker, but she was much better than this. I also feel like, I don't want to sound insensitive, but I feel like she might have had a too tight of a facelift, and maybe it's hard for her to talk now. Because it sounds a little slurry and like a little like her lips.
Did the addition of Lita and turning two singles matches into a tag match, did that excite you?
All that told me is Trish and Lita aren't ready for singles matches.
Yeah, well, Lita comes out wearing, like, I don't even know what kind of fucking hipster pants those were.
Bagging in the top. It was like parachute pants. It was like miniature parachute pants.
Yeah. And then, Rude and Gable defeated the Ascension again, and then AOP attacked again.
I haven't watched a Rude and Gable segment in weeks.
I haven't either, but I'm saying.
Absolutely fucking retarded.
They have done this every single which way. Yep. Remember when the Ascension won for a while? Connor beat one of them for a while. I mean, or Victor. I don't even fucking know which one. He beat both of them, I think. I don't know. It's been going on for like 3 months, I swear to God.
Yeah. There's awful. Nothing. It's abysmal. It is.
Heyman. I mean, that doesn't do anything for me anymore either.
No, it's just the same old song and dance every time he comes out. Let me hype up Brock Lesnar. It's like, well, I thought Brock Lesnar was gone.
What's his match there?
No more. It's anyway. Brock. Braun and Roman.
Is it really?
Yeah.
God damn it. And then your main event, which, like, I do not want to see these guys anymore. No. Any of them together. It's just like to death already, man.
This has been done. This show as a whole has been done to death. You look at this match, we've seen it more times than we need to. A solo Paul Heyman promo, we've seen it more than we need to. The Bobby Roode Chad Gable seen it more than we need to. It's so much.
2 months already. Two months at least.
It's like we've been watching that and a bunch of old people Raw over and over and over again.
Yeah. Oh, we missed Bayley and Balor defeating Alicia Fox and Jinder Mahal.
No, I didn't. I didn't miss that at all.
Oh, can't miss the chance to fucking shit on Brie. The Bellas versus Riot Squad. Oh, that's where they did the change, too. Who cares? That's how little that means that I feel we almost moved on without even talking about it.
Well, I mean, Mark Tank did all the talking we needed for it.
True. But yeah, she's supposed to grab Logan's legs. And I don't know she probably did what you're supposed to do. She just like falls down. So Brie can grab her leg. Awful. Oh, it looks so bad.
It was. Her time. She's got mommy brain, I'm assuming.
She also gave Brie one of the worst snapmares I've ever seen in history of pro wrestling in this match, too.
Yes.
It's fucking abysmal.
That was a little lackluster. But was it as bad as Triple H trying to flip Undertaker over or Undertaker trying to flip Triple H over, I would say that was worse. So botch of the week has to go to Undertaker and Triple H.
Oh, yeah. Well, absolutely. But yeah, that sucked. And then they turn on her, which is like, we've known this. We knew this before the Bellas even came back. It's like, oh, yeah. And I mean, yeah, we're kind of digging for it, but I don't feel like you have to dig for information like that, you know?
I mean, it's...
Everything is just so far ahead and so pre-planned, except for Lashley turns heel, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, they if that wasn't a double turn, then I don't know what it is. You know what I mean? They made Kevin Owens the ultimate babyface, and Lashley's the heel. Mm-hmm. But now one thing I will say, if I've got to listen to Leo Rush do his Enzo Amore impression throughout a match, I'm not going to.
The live commentary is, it's bad.
I do. I hate that. It's cool if you're going to do it a couple times. You know what I mean? Like, say one or two things, but not the whole match.
Yeah. Oh, it's really bad. And people are like, well, you're supposed to not like it. And it's not that kind of a deal.
It's not supposed to make me not want to watch it.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's supposed to make me not like him. It's not supposed to make you want to fucking turn it off.
Yeah.
It's abysmal. That guy's voice, I can't even do it.
His voice works because he sounds like a fucking dick.
Well, he sounds like a kid, too. Sounds like a teenager.
Well, yes. He sounds like Kevin Hart is what he sounds like, in my opinion.
Yeah, I can see that. But yeah, SmackDown Live, anything even, I don't know, talking about.
Let's talk about all these people in the World Cup that are all from America.
Yeah, it's the American Cup.
Kurt Angle, we got AJ Styles, Randy Orton, and John Cena. That's who has been announced for the 8 competitors of the World Cup. Guess what matches next week? Nakamura and Rey. If you're telling me Rey ain't winning that match, fuck you. That's 5 Americans. What kind of World Cup is this? I know this is a Saudi Arabian World Cup, but come on.
Wait, you win a fucking jewel?
Yeah, they'll bring out a pillow with a fucking jewel on it. That's what you win. Stained in fucking journalist blood.
That and 72 virgins, I guess. Yeah. I don't fucking know. It's
and,
stupid, dude.
And like, who's the young?
It's just going to be... Styles is over 40. He'll be the youngest guy in this, mark my words.
Well, it's all guys.
It's gonna be all old guys.
I'm sure it's all guys that have asked them to, you know, who the prince wants them to show up, because it's all guys from fucking 2003, 2004.
Yeah, if Jeff Hardy in this, I'm sure.
Yes,
no?
Jeff Hardy is in this. AJ Styles is not announced for this yet, though.
Oh, okay.
He'll more than likely be there. Unless he's not old enough.
No, he's got a match against Brian, dude.
Right. Oh, right. Yeah, the only match I'm excited about.
Yeah. He still forgot.
Because it's Crown Jewel, and I really, really don't want to watch it.
Oh, yeah. The open of this, I'm looking at my notes, and like, oh, yeah, this, okay. They had that women's match, which was pretty sloppy, honestly. 25 minutes goes to a double countout. Awesome.
Too much for, like, do this on a pay-per-view, man. You don't need to do this to open up your show.
Yeah. And yeah, Samoa Joe defeated by Hardy.
Samoa Hardy.
Samoa Hardy. Samoan Hardy.
Yeah.
I like Samoa's Girl Scout cookies because I'm fat. It's slob. If you will. The ref calls off the match because Joe can't walk and Hardy wins. So Hardy's in the tournament. Dude, the whole point of wrestling is to hurt people.
Yeah.
I don't understand. What is this? I don't understand. You fucking hurt someone's leg and then you make them submit with a submission. The ref doesn't come in and fucking call it off.
No.
To me, that's not even a thing in pro wrestling. That is not a thing. That is not a finish.
Shouldn't be, but I'm assuming the WWE is just trying to look more legitimate by doing finishes that you could see akin to a UFC fight or something like that. But
I think it's just a way to fucking not beat Joe. Like, why even bother protecting Joe anymore, dude? It's over.
Yeah.
It's fucking over with that guy. You already fucking ran him into the ground. There's nothing left. Fucking just beat him if that's what you want to do. I don't know.
Well, I mean, he's already lost a world title match, many world title matches.
Yeah, he's done. He's like, and as a main event guy anyway. Charlotte and Becky are the last woman standing at Evolution. Don't you care? See, you know, they've wrestled each other how many times already?
This would a be, lot. I'm assuming this is the rubber match. Or no, well, they've only, how many singles matches have they had? Two so far?
This is a rematch of Super Showdown.
Three. Yeah, they've had three. And Becky's one.
Same with all that other shit. Yeah, the Raw main event was a repeat of the match at Super Showdown, the main event. So, like, we just saw that. You just saw this 2 days ago. Now here it is again. What?
Yeah. It's, I mean, Jim, though. Jim. What do you got to say about SmackDown main event?
Yeah. Almost 2019.
Randy Orton taking on the Big Show. Man. Yeah, oh, man, was this fucking... just oh.
Yeah.
That was painful to watch, especially coming after Lana's stupid fucking... like, what was the... I totally forgot what the payoff was. Like, what did she ask for from Aiden?
I don't know. She just... he says he'll destroy the tape if Rusev ditches Lana and reunites Rusev Day. But there's no heat at this. Basically, she just like says, play the tape. And they play it, and it was exactly what you thought, you know? It's like, yeah. I want you to fucking whatever.
Yeah.
And it was like, it had so little heat. The crowd did not care at all. Because why would you?
Why? Well, you get, it's stupid. You had Lana acting like she was afraid this whole time. Like, what's on that tape? Oh, my God. I was like, well, yeah. If you knew that there's nothing scandalous on there, then why did you act that way?
Bitch, you was there.
Yeah. Yeah. You fuck was there, bitch.
Yeah. So really, out of these shows, I liked one thing, and that was Baron Corbin giving joke names to jobbers and Kurt Angle winning a Royal Rumble by surprise in a gold fucking mask.
Yeah, that's WWE.
That's really the only thing I liked on either of these shows.
There was really nothing else to really take home from it, you know. And that's what they are now. The fact that, you know, we all know they're not there to try to make the show as entertaining as possible. That's just not the goal. It's just to sell ad space and not kill somebody in the process. That's the whole thing.
Did you watch NXT this week? I did not. I've fallen off. I skipped 1 week. And it's turned into 2 weeks, and it's turned into 3 weeks. And now I'm just like, I don't know if I even care to go back. I think I did miss a good match, though, this week.
Yeah, you did. The main event was very good. It was Ricochet, Adam Cole, and Pete Dunne for the North American Championship.
Did it have a finish?
Yes, actually, it did. Ricochet, what was the finish? Let me find it in my notes here. Ricochet.
Don't recall.
He hit a 540 or 450 splash on Pete Dunne. That was how he
630?
No, nope,
was it 630 or?
No, it was 450.
Should be. What's a 420?
A 420?
Someone should do a weed reference. 420. No, someone should do a 420 where, like, would you have to lean forward before you launched? You know, if you do a 450, but instead of being vertical, you're like leaned, you're leaning forward.
Kind of be like
a 420 splash, dude. I feel like you could do this. I feel like we could do this and make it a reality.
Maybe, but before you do it though, you go up on go up top. You take the spliff out from your pants. You put it in your mouth. You light it, and then you do your fucking deal.
And you inhale as you're flying through the air, and then like as you land on them,
the smoke comes out of your lungs.
There you go.
We've got
420 splash. Evans could do that.
Of course he could. Of course he's probably done it.
450 with a blunt in my mouth? No problem. I've done it before. Bunch of times.
Me and Teddy Hart, you practice that all day.
I saw some clips of Nikki Cross acting like a special child on there.
Yeah, she came out and said she's got a secret, and she said that over and over again. And
like the belt was telling her?
No, that was because Tommaso Ciampa was talking to the belt. He was Tommaso Ciampa started that. The beginning of that promo, you got Tommaso Ciampa listening to the belt and telling everybody what the belt's saying. So Nikki Cross comes out and she basically mocks it as a crazy person, but she was a little too crazy.
She is. She's just a special child now. Yeah. She's not like she used to be fucking dark and edgy and shit. Now she's just like a goof.
Essentially. Mm.
When is the next takeover, man?
Survivor Series.
Which is when? Like late November?
Yeah. God
damn. It's kind of a wasteland in between that, man. Some weeks, I mean, this sounds like a good main event at least, but some weeks you don't even really get that. It's just kind of a...
Yeah. No, well, I mean, in between this, you had Keith Lee and Kona Reeves again. Who needs to see that? You know, like, fuck.
They really like do the slow, you know, intro on guys. It's like, just bring in Keith Lee and do something with him if that's what you want to do. Like, put him right in there, insert him into the scene. You know, I don't know. We don't need to see him beat jobbers fucking forever. Kona Reeves, God, fire that guy.
Yeah. I do believe that like we're soon going to come to an end of the who shot Aleister Black deal. You know, it's. It's like an episode of fucking... It's like a whole season of Dallas, Jim, is what this is like.
This is their Who Shot JR.
Yeah, yeah, and you got Nikki Cross was really hinting that Tommaso Ciampa is the one that attacked him. So this probably leading to a Tommaso Ciampa black match at the TakeOver. But yeah, other than that...
That would make the most sense.
It would. And I mean, who else realistically would have attacked him other than Ciampa, who wanted to win that title easier? You know what I mean? So you get whatever. But I don't know. The NXT show really needs to lose that the Aleister Black storyline. I'm bored of it. It's, you know, we've hammered that to death on why it's stupid and why it doesn't make any sense. But
yeah, I didn't anything else that you I didn't watch anything else. I don't think
I didn't watch anything else.
There's too much, man. Too much.
It is. And will I watch? Are you going to watch? Are you going to watch the UK show this week?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think I am either.
I mean, maybe you just got to check it out. Where is it? Is it filmed over there somewhere? Yeah.
Yeah, it was the tapings that they did over there months ago.
Oh right. I don't know. Maybe I'll probably check it out. Actually, I'll probably give it a go just to see like the commentary, see where like the look of the building, see you know. Kind of get a vibe for it. But yeah, I mean, is it something that's going to keep you engaged every week?
I don't think it will.
Probably not.
Like if I hear there's going to be a great main event, I'll tune in.
So it's going to be that NXT and 205 Live in a 3-hour block of like you got to be hardcore to fucking watch that 3-hour classic, buddy. Oh, man, classic. Well, 205 Live must not be a is that all in that night?
I think 205 Live's on Wednesdays now.
Yeah, it is. Mae Young's on Tuesday, I think.
Is it on Tuesday?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Good God. So many shows that, like, you know, 25 years from now, people will be, like, doing... There'll be a podcast about, like, watching 205 Live. They'll be like, this weird show that sucked and no one gave a fuck about. We're gonna go through them all, you know.
we're gonna watch.
I just see that happening.
Same match every week.
It's gonna be like a 205 Live arc, and they'll watch all of them or some fucking nonsense.
Stealing the Federation's gimmick.
God, I'd rather kill myself, honestly. every week the same fucking match is the same shit.
That would be the guy. Horrible. Can you imagine that's your only wrestling viewing for a week? Man, you would hate and in wrestling. Like
every episode you'd have to go off on a fucking tirade about their usage of great luchadors great Grand Metal League and Lince Dorado. Like their usage of those two guys just fucking offends me as a fan of Lucha Libre.
Yeah, no, it's
fucking
it's
offends me.
It is it's a shame. It is.
Yeah, and what's his fucking making good lucha things. Kalisto is their fucking the head guy. He's a leader of the group.
Yeah, and the like Lucha House Party. Like, what a name.
Yeah. Well, just what makes like a luchador not special? Like putting him with a bunch of other luchadors. You know, like one dude in a fucking fancy mask and bright shit is like, wow, look at that guy. When there's three of them next to each other, it's like, oh.
Oh, you got a lot of guys, eh?
Yeah, you got a lot of dudes who do this exact same thing. Oh, okay. Whatever.
Like, I'm all for as many Lucha fucking characters as possible. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the way they treat them and the way that they book them is just, you can't get behind them.
Yeah. There you go. Do you have anything else before we do on the shout outs and whatever invariably happens after that?
I feel like we've talked the fuck out of wrestling. There's not much else I can talk about. Okay. I can't wait to watch the Dragon Gate and Noah shows and see at least that progress match. But yeah. Really excited to watch Uncensored 96 too. Oh my god.
Yeah. So, you know, after listening to Suplex City Limits and Pay-Per-View Take 2 and the Federation and all their shit, still looking for more podcasts, maybe check out our friends at The Strap, at SatPod, THT Wrestling, Shooting the Shiznit, Inhuman Experience, Get in the Corner. Goddamn, who else we got? Smack It Down. Check out my friends at the Comic Book Comic Can Koozie.
I get it wrong all the time.
Some of my IRL friends do a podcast about comic books. It's called Comic Can Koozie. It is a fucking very good time. They talk a little bit of wrestling in there. But yeah.
Wrestling's high marks.
Give them a check. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Those guys are good dudes. Check those boys out as well. So, Twitter shout outs, retweet our. So,
yes, Kermit the Frog.
Just baked.
Hey, real good impression there, you prick.
Yeah, but retweet the pinned episode on Twitter. Get yourself a shout out on the show. Like Bad Motherfuckers, Eric Turner, Lynx Kinetic, Scotty from the Sat Pod, Jay Noon, AC Patty, Lucha Krusty, Spanish Announce Table Pod, Lee Unwin, Big Body Sam, Balls Deep Network, Mr. Klondike Bill, hoarding all those panties over there. He probably heard that there's dirty panty dispensing machines in Japan, and he's like already on a plane.
It could be. It could be. Klondike, if you do go to Japan to collect panties, please, please send us a clip on your adventures.
Yeah, there you go. Mr. Blades, Lime Link, the infamous Chris Savage, much loved, sir. So divine Lance Levine, who's going to be looking damn good in that Suplex City Limits t-shirt.
He will.
Leo OK, Dom Homie, JC Sterling, Gabriel Ruiz, the Federation.
Fuck, you did such a good job at pronouncing whatever the fuck his name was. And I go to say good pronunciation, and I cannot get it out.
Like, the irony of that, right? Is so beautiful.
It's like rain on your wedding day.
Good shit. Wow. Evil Evan, I got you. Johnny Utah, Kevin Gull at Whole Foods. Okay. It's just real. Tyler, I don't know, 2-2-1. I think that's your boy Tyler, usually is his name. I don't know what the 2-2-1 is. Is he a fighter?
I have no idea. It's not a good one if he is.
Looks like he's a Penguins fan, Steelers fan. Oh, Steelers.
Oh, that's the record?
Steelers record. Mm. Yeah. Hey, Tyler, you know who else is 2-2-1? My fucking Cleveland Browns, bitch. We tied you the first time. We're going to beat you the second time. Sorry, I had to do a football rivalry. Shooting the Shiznit. Well Kept and Unclean. Terry Ansel. Much love. Caleb Morganfield. Dan the Man 1. EMZT Podcast and Production. Smack It Down Podcast. Let's Get Shitty Show Podcast. I should listen to this show. I always say that.
Shitty.
It's a weekly discussion of comedy, culture, bodily fluids, buttholes, and philosophy.
I've read that so many times, and it's been like, I gotta check that out. And then it's just, oh, wait, yes, I gotta check that out again. This is a vicious cycle.
Yeah, exactly. Viva La JD, THT Wrestling. Check those dudes out. Shaheen Boxman, super good guys. Also, check out Nuclear Heat Graphics online. Order yourself some wrestling prints. I have some, and they are amazing. The Abdullah the Butcher one. I don't know if you've ever looked at that stuff. I'll send you a link to it. You got to check it out.
I've seen it. I've seen it for sure. As soon as you told me that you bought it, I had to go look at it.
Well, okay, so I'm not really allowed to put pro wrestling shit up. I have like a big shelf of pro wrestling toys in the living room, but posters and stuff is over the line, and I'm currently embroiled in an argument of this is art. That's true. I should be able to hang art in the living room.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. It's fine art
from our
friends.
It is.
Check it out. You can get three
Even
prints
though
for
we
20
have made
bucks.
Some jokes about Abby over the last week or so that would not encase him or not, you know, put him in a fine light, but whatever.
Did you see that thing on Twitter, man?
What?
It's talking about, like, we're talking about Abby and someone's like, oh, he gave, you know, people hepatitis, so fucking this or that or whatever. And I was like, you know, fantastic career, one of the best, you know, wrestlers in his, you know, characters in wrestling history, or giving a few jabronis hepatitis. And it was like a gif of a scale going back and forth. He's like, well, he must be friends with Casanova Valentine. He's like, yeah, well, my mom died of hepatitis C, so, you know, it's kind of important to me. And I'm like, ew. Okay. Fuck.
Why am I laughing at this? I feel so bad for laughing.
The same asshole who, like, just last week said that, I don't know what the fuck it was, but I'd rather have him bleed his hepatitis blood into a funnel that's in the tip of my dick. Fuck.
Yeah, and that was in, did we talk about that on the show? We did talk about that on the show, right? Religious wrestling.
Yeah, I don't know if we did or not. Yeah.
I don't know.
It sucks.
I remember talking about it, whether or not it was the show or not, but goddamn. Yeah.
Wrestling with Regret does an episode of that shit Russo did after he left WCW. It's super Christian and fucking funny.
Ring of some king, I don't know.
Ring of Glory.
Ring of Glory, yeah.
That's what it is. I still have two people. What kind of name is this? Carter Tim 4, that's what you're going to get. And, of course, the High Marks. Much love to those guys. I think we've fucking done it.
I think so.
I think we're done.
I think we're done.
I think we're done. I'm gonna go out and fucking make soup because it's fall, man. I made chili the other day. I got some homemade chicken noodle up in this bitch coming up.
I'm on the first plane to No Deck. Yeah. God, No Deck.
Send you. You're like, yeah, I learned a thing today. This week on Tyler Learns a Thing.
Yep. Do you know what No Deck is?
I think that's it.
I think so too.
I'll be back next week to talk more shit, have some more laughs, take more hits, and we'll talk about Bound for Glory and I don't know, whatever else happens this week. So
whatever the fuck else goes on, I'm sure there's gonna be more.
Yeah, so be there or fuck your mom. I think that's it. Anything else before we go, buddy?
I mean, even if you do come, I'll fuck your mom anyways. But
all right. Well, and on that bombshell, it is time to end. As always, we hope you get all of the dick and or pussy you desire. Remember, a winner is you, and as always, be excellent to each other.
we